Barely a decade since the double-deck 500-plus-seat aeroplane started carrying passengers, Airbus says it's abandoning production of the A380 due to a decline in sales. The announcement was made after key client Emirates announced it was cutting back on its orders, forcing Airbus to cease production of the A380 in 2021. The decision is a boon for rival Boeing and a blow for Airbus, who hoped their planes would squeeze out Boeing's 747 and revolutionise global air travel. Airbus CEO Tom Enders says it's a sad moment for the company.
I use the word painful and I mean it. After all the effort, after all the money, after all the sweat that many thousand employees, and the CEO occasionally included, have poured into that program. But in business, we have to base our decisions not on emotions or wishful thinking, but on facts. And fact is that after Emirates' decision to reduce their orders, we simply don't have enough backlog to carry on much longer.
Airlines have been cautious about committing to the costly planes, so huge that airports had to build new runways and modify terminals to accommodate it. Qantas has also cut back on its orders, cancelling 8 of the 20 A380s it ordered in 2006, further contributing to Airbus's loss. Emirates' local rival Etihad of Abu Dhabi also says it's cutting some of its Airbus and Boeing jet orders, highlighting growing questions over the growth of Gulf Airlines. The decision to end production could affect up to 3,500 jobs in A380 production sites across France, Spain, Britain, Turkey and South Korea, with the company saying it's currently holding talks with staff and unions on how best to assist affected employees. Airbus worker Alang says many of the employees have been with the company since the first A380 took to the air.
It is a very sad day. This is something that was in the air. We knew that, but now that it becomes a reality for people like me that were born and raised with Airbus, with the perspective of the A380, we've seen it coming. We were on the edge of the runway for the first takeoff. This is very sad.
Making its maiden flight in 2005, the A380 was a major step in Airbus's efforts to compete on equal terms with Boeing, but sales of the industry's largest four-engine jets have fallen due to improvements in lighter twin-engined alternatives such as Boeing's 787 and 777 or Airbus's own A350. Rob Watts is the CEO of Aero Task and Aviation consultancy firm in Dubai. He says the decision comes as no surprise to those following the developments of the fleet.
A380, it's a great aircraft from a passenger perspective, but economically, it probably has the similar economics to a 777, but in terms of a seat cost, but a much larger trip cost. And so it's a bigger risk flying it with empty passengers, so you get sort of a better risk return trade-off with the 777. Also, if Emirates ends up being the only A380 operator in the end, when they need to get rid of aircraft at the end, it's a bit challenging to figure out who's going to buy those aircraft. And that's probably going to be the biggest impact on the industry, is the stoppage of this program is what's going to happen to the value of the A380.
Airbus says despite ending production, the company will continue supporting the around 220 aircraft that remain in operation throughout the world. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.